You peep what he said? A wise man has a power to reason the way. He said a fool believes what he sees, but a wise man has the power to reason the way. Come on, y'all. At least be that kind of fool. At least be the kind of fool that you believe what you see. Y'all motherfuckers out here just believing shit that people said 2,000 years ago. And wrote down in the book. And then y'all believe that the story stayed accurate and that it's true. Come on, y'all. At least be a fool that just believes everything that you see. You see what I'm saying? What's the saying? Actually believe half of what you see. Remember what you hear. Y'all believe in shit that y'all ain't even hear firsthand. It been passed down from this person to that person in this book. Where they took a thought with it, where the book actually was 100,000 pages long, and they cut all the parts out of it, and they left the parts that would help control you. And then they added shit like hell. You know, hell wasn't thought of until like 1700 years after Christianity was made. I'm not the only person that figured this shit out. It's kind of obvious. I mean, I'm 32 years old. I feel like once you live long enough, you kind of see what it is. You know, all this, oh, if you do this, you go to heaven. You do that, you go to hell. Like, nah. Ain't no hell, bitch. What? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no hell, bitch. What? You feel me? No, it ain't there. Ain't no fucking hell. And then think about it like this. If it was a hell, fucking God would be there. He already making babies be born with fucking AIDS or cancer and shit. That's fucked up. I ain't never make no baby be born with no fucking fucked up ass disease. It makes no sense for it to be something like that. It makes no sense. Cause I mean, what's worse than that? What's worse than genocides? What's worse enslavement? What's worse than manipulation? What's worse than the good guy fucking losing? The good guys lose a lot. Like, it's not what it is. The thing is, the universe is more so about nuance. It's about, you know, the little intricacies of the type of person that you are. You could be a good, you got good qualities and bad qualities. You could be the best person on this day and the worst person on the next. I mean, that's just what it is. You could be, you know, a great friend of this person and then this other person's worst enemy.
You son of a bitch!
You know, that whole good and bad, it's just a control mechanism. It's like I said, it's a lot simpler than what we think, you know? But we like to think that it's some other shit. Ain't no hell, bitch. But that mean ain't no heaven neither. I think what's going to happen is you're going to die. And then the next thing you're going to remember is shooting out some pussy. You're going to come shooting right out the yim all over again. Restarting some shit somewhere else, maybe in another country, whatever it's called. But I think it's just that simple. Just make it complicated. Basically, you got the universe. Everything's happening right now. Like right now, as you listen to this, everything's happening. The moon's revolving around the earth. The earth is revolving around the sun. Our solar system is revolving around whatever that big ass star shit is in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. And I'm sure the Milky Way galaxy going around some other shit. Just like how, you know, you got the electron cloud going around the fucking atom. And just so y'all know, little known fact, all these things revolve counterclockwise. What does that mean? I don't fucking know. But the universe got patterns and shit. So look, as you're hearing this, all that shit's happening. Just like think about like a clock with gears. Like, you know how all the gears move at the same time? Like, everything's moving in sync? That's us. Like, we're moving in sync as all that other shit is moving. Like, the universe is something that we're connected to. But we separate ourselves from it. Like, oh, no, we're the humans, and that's a fucking rock. Or we're the humans that's living on the planet, and that's it. Like, nah, nah. We're connected to all that shit. All this shit is just one fucking thing. Universe basically made a lot of shit. Universe made a lot of shit, right? But what's the point of making shit if you can't experience it? So the universe made a lot of shit, then wanted to experience that shit. And then that's what we come into play at. And animals and bugs. And so it's experiencing itself on many different levels. It's that basic. So the universe made stuff, made big bodies. And then it made smaller bodies to experience the bigger body. That's it. Have all type of interactions. Now, the thing is, you choose what you want that experience to be. Every day, with whatever you're doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're deciding how you want your experience to turn out. It's that simple, though. So, the big thing made a bunch of shit. And then it made smaller shit to the bigger shit that it made. But it's all just a microcosm. It's just different levels of creation. That's it. Like, it's really not that difficult. But then you got humans that want to control shit. They're like, you know, they want to add all this other stuff to it. Oh, well, then you got hell, and then you got heaven, and if you do good, you go to heaven. If you do bad, you go to hell. Man, that's lies. Lahahas. You know why you know that's a lie? You come on, we had this conversation before, but you know how you know that's a lie? Because good and bad is relative to the person that is happening to. So, like, whatever. Now, of course, I do. You'll feel guilty, and you could make a real bad life for yourself just by being a piece of shit. You can make a very bad life for yourself. But you know, just like you could be a good person, and bad shit still might happen to you. We all are interacting with each other, and we choose the way we react to each other's interactions, basically. But it's not as simple. It really is simple. Don't, you know, a lot of people walk around scared to death, thinking that, you know, they did some fucked up shit, now they're going to go to hell. Fuck that. You all right? If, you know, I don't want to be too cynical, but the most dominant group of people, and when I say dominant, I don't mean physical strength, no, I don't mean mental acuity, no, I don't mean that either. When I say dominant, I mean like, they run shit. The group of people that really runs things on this planet raped and killed for it.
Oh, he's stealing!
So, if that wasn't possible to be evil and still win, then we wouldn't. None of us would be in the position we in right now. They wouldn't be running shit. You know, black people wouldn't be suffering. Poor people wouldn't be suffering. Whatever, whatever. So on and so forth. But like I said, it's not that all that religious shit is nothing but to divide us. And I told y'all, I got the religious podcast coming up. It's coming up. But hold on. I got some other things I'm working on. Got another podcast coming up. You know, shout out to my man, Sev. Sev Farr. What's good, bro? And me and my old head, Sev, got a podcast about to come up. Me and my man, J-Rock, the Mind of Rock, we got a podcast coming up. So, you know, it's things happening. Not to mention, I'm going to be performing at Helium tomorrow. Helium Comedy Club. So I was gonna say if you wanna come through, but you know I'm kind of nervous. But still, you wanna see me? Come see me. Yeah, man, I'm gonna be at Helium Comedy Club tomorrow, 7:00. Come see me. Showtime at 8:00. You know, when you get there, tell them that you're coming to see me. Though when you get there, say I'm coming to see Naeem. That's gonna help me out a lot. You mean tell them that's why you're there. But yeah. This one started out good. I started out with a breakdown of the universe, and then I made y'all feel comfortable, so you don't got to feel so bad about the bad shit. Look, we all do fucked up shit. I told you, for you know, we all pieces of shit in some way, some form. Don't you know? A lot of times we look at other people and feel like, damn, they got it all together, or damn, they a good person. No, everybody not a good person. Everybody, you know, people, you do good things from time to time, and you know, you do bad things. I feel, you know, the more aware you get, the more you should, you know, try to lean towards doing good things to people. No matter what. I honestly try to avoid bad interactions with everybody. Even if people, you know, are acting shitty. I still try to avoid having a bad interaction. I try to talk things out. Maintain my pleasant attitude and, you know, keep it at that. But we all slip up sometimes. Sometimes we get sneaky. Sometimes, you know. I was in a sneaky situation yesterday. I had went to, I was about to go do an open mic at this comedy club. And when I went, the comedy club was shut down. But I opened the door and the doors was unlocked. So I'm like, oh. Now the sneaky part of Nah is sitting there thinking about, you know, he got the devil on your shoulder. He like, come on, run through this joint, bro. See what's in here. It might be something that you need. You might be able to come up with something. But then the angel is like, dog, just leave. What are you doing? You know it's cameras. It's a police station like a block away. Just get the fuck out of here. And you know what I did? I left. Because I'm too old to be making dumbass decisions like that anyway, one. And then two, I really am striving just to be a good person. I don't want to be sneaky. I'm mad that those thoughts even went through my head. I'm mad as hell those thoughts went through my head. But you know what? They did. It just is what it is. And that's something we all need to realize. It just is what it is with everything, yo. Fuck all that, what it could be, what it should be, what it would have been. No, it is what it is. That's with everything in life. That's with people. That's with the situation you're in, your living situation, your job. It is what it is. A lot of y'all in relationships right now, and you unhappy because you waiting for this person to change. And that person might change, but they ain't going to change because of you. They're going to change because of them. And you might be waiting 10, 15 years before that person change. So you could wait that 10, 15 years, or you could go move on. Maybe you leaving them is what's going to be the thing that helps them change. You see what I'm saying? If you ain't happy, you got to dip out. You can't keep holding on to things, man. And you got to let people know when you're unhappy. You got to let people know. Me and my girl had these conversations all the time. Still sharp as steel, you know? Me and my girl talk about what I could do to make her happier. I tell her what she could do to make me happier. And we progress. And that's how it goes. And you got to be an open book. I'm not a relationship expert. I just fucked up a lot of relationships. So, you know, my girl now is kind of benefiting because of that. She's benefiting because I had so many. I was the you know, the fucked up partner in most of my relationships. So that now it's like, no, I don't want to be that person no more. So she's benefiting from that. It's called growth. I'm trying to be a better man all the way around the board. I want to be a better dad. I want to be a better boyfriend. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better brother. I want to be a better cousin. I want to be a better friend, you know? I just want to be better. I just want to be a better guy. It's all about growth, man. And it's also about being genuine. It's a lot of people out here. I ain't going to name no names, you know, because some of these people are people I love. But it's a lot of people out here that they've been faking the funk for so long. It's like they can't be genuine no more. Like, it's just like they reek of just fakeness. Like it just comes off of them like, ugh. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just a stench. It's just a vibe. Like, yeah, you just not real. Like, I don't even know if you can be real. I haven't seen a real situation with you in a long time. Like, some people just like that. That's why you gotta be genuine. You gotta try as hard as you can be as authentic as possible. Cause you'll lose it. You'll lose it. At one point in time, I used to be lying my ass off. And I was about to lose. I was on the verge of losing it. I was on the verge of, you know, losing my authenticity. But I got it back. I got it back. You can't play with people, man. Let everybody know where you stand. It's going to make your life easier. Look at me. Hold on. Who the fuck is you, dog? You all trying to school everybody? Chill out, bro. You know, man, what you know? Everything? No, I don't know everything. I don't. I just have life experience. That's all. Just got some experiences. That's all I'm saying. Who the fuck am I? You ain't gonna listen to me. You don't gotta listen to me. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do. I'm just trying to be a good friend. I'm trying to be your good podcast friend. On a Tuesday. That's all. Just trying to show you what's up. But yeah, speaking of, what's up with y'all, man? Yeah, same old same. In the grind, trying to get this money, working, but you was going to school, you know, just doing it all, right? Trying to figure it out, working on your art. Whatever it is, don't quit, though. I don't care what's going on. Don't quit. If you quit, then you're a fucking loser and a failure. That's what makes you a loser and a failure is quitting. Don't quit, you know. You gotta stick it out. You gotta try things. And you gotta, you know, just pace yourself. Be patient. Can I tell y'all something? I got molested. I got molested twice in 1 week. Ain't that crazy? Two times, same week. I went to my college alumni, what's that shit, homecoming? Molestation. By a student, on top of that. A young girl comes up, rubs up on my ass while I'm playing cornhole with my goddamn son. I'm like, come on now. Me too. That's not cool. One, I'm in a relationship. Don't touch my ass. You see what I'm saying? Two, my goddamn son right here. Maybe wait, let's reverse that. One, my goddamn son right here. Don't touch my ass. Two, I'm in a relationship. If I walked up to that girl and I did that, they be locking me the fuck up. Oh, you fucking pervert. You 32 years old. Why you touching this 19-year-old girl butt? Exactly. I should have called public safety. I should have called Kutztown Public Safety. Been like, you know what? This girl just violated me. Then the other one, I can't name no names on that one. Mm-mm. I can't say who did this molestation. Because, you know, I just can't. Because it's somebody that I'm cool with. This day significant other. But she was drawn. And the thing is, at first I thought I was tripping. But then I'm like, no, she just molested me a little bit. You see what I'm saying? She just rubbed up on me. She hugged me, and then her hand went from like my waist to like my hips to my ass. I'm like, oh, but it was like she brushed against all that. Like, that's a long ass brush, ain't it? Like, you might brush up against somebody's hip, you might brush up against somebody's ass, but you ain't gonna brush up against their waist to hips to ass. That's like you know what? Yeah, that's a new level. You just went from a brush to a rub. Or a caress. Then the next time, same thing. Waist, hips, ass. And then she rubbed up on my wrist. I'm like, oh. I'm like, come on, man. What's up with, yo? What do I look like? Why do women just think they can touch me? Like, what is it? Look, I'm not that guy. I told y'all, I'm a cool Philly 7. I ain't no dime. Cool Philly 7. California, I'm about a 4 or 5 if I'm out LA or some shit like that. You see what I'm saying? So why you feel like you can touch up on me? Why you even want to touch up on me that bad? You can't control your hands? Come on, y'all. I told you, I'd have been molested by Dyke Jones, all that. And see, my thing, wait, is that offensive for me to say Dyke? If I offended any lesbians by saying Dyke, can y'all DM me and tell me what I'm supposed to call y'all? Am I supposed to say Butch? What I'm supposed to say? I'm not trying to be offensive. Just let me know what I'm supposed to say. But yeah, like, I'd have had lesbian joints rub up on me and touch my ass and all that. And I told you what I think that is. I think they just sense the lesbian energy from when I used to look like a girl when I was a kid. Yes, I did. I used to look like a girl. No, not like not like Prince. You know, like from a distance with Prince. And all them boys that was in his band from a distance, you'd be like, is that a bad bitch or is that a little skinny, light skinned nigga? No, I wasn't. I didn't look like a girl like that. I looked like a girl what's her name? Like Tracy Chapman. I'm talking about. That's the kind of girl I look like. Like, hold up. Is that a neo soul singer or is that a nigga? That's the type of, you see what I'm saying? That's the type of girl I look like. I like the type of girl that you'll be asking, is that a girl or a boy? That's the type of girl I look like when I was a kid. Had that lesbian energy in me. And that's why I think why lesbian women feel comfortable just touching on me. I think they can still sense it. So, you know, if y'all see me now, you see my Instagram and all that, you know I got a beard. Got some muscles on me and shit. A little bit of muscles. I'm not bragging. I'm not The Rock. Fuck no. I'm normal guy. Normal guy height. 5'10", 5'11". Probably about 185, 190. But in shape. You know? Just in shape. I don't even want to call it muscles. I mean, they there. But you know? They there. But. So it's probably hard now to imagine that at one point in time I look like a girl. But I did. I'm trying to tell you. Anybody knew me when I was a kid? They'll tell you that. They'll corroborate my story. Like, I understand the transgender struggle. I get it. I've been there. I've been called the girl when I'm really a boy. And I used to have to check people like, yo, I'm a boy. I'm not no girl. I've been there before. So I completely understand. Like, it's not, you know. It's not a, what's the word? I almost lost track of what the fuck I was saying. Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, though. I understand the transgender. I mean, I'm not transgender. Like, I wasn't a girl. Like, I was born with a loaf and a sack on me. You see what I'm saying? I was born with that. Mine wasn't sold separately. This came, you know, this was a package deal. Like, this how I came out. I shot out with mine. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, but I still understand that struggle. But just because I used to look like a girl. But what else, man? Listen, I'm not talking about that Kanye West shit. I ain't talking about none of that other shit. I ain't talking about that Drake shit. I'm saving that for later. Me and J-Rock gonna holler at y'all about that. We ain't talking about that right now. I don't want to talk about Kanye West at all. So let's just move on. Yeah, let's just keep it pushing. We don't gotta talk about this at all. What's up with that Kavanaugh shit that everybody was all mad about? Hey, black people, listen, man. That's not our battle. These laws and shit don't benefit us no way. We got a whole different set of laws than white people got. So it don't even matter. And everybody that's on some, well, see, that's not cool because if you don't vote, then you can't complain about Asians, Indians, fucking Mexicans, all the other groups. They don't vote. They don't have big voting turnouts, and they're doing wonderfully economically. Because they worry about their money and their business. And the money and the business, you know, that buys you privilege. That buys you privilege. You don't need you don't need to have your voice heard in the polls and all that. Fuck all that. You just got to get money. That buys you the privilege. That buys you rights. That can buy you a lawyer to get you out of jail. That's when you're really living in America. That's when you're living in America, you know, in the equal America. But until you got that money, then no, we got to correct this, our problems culturally, like a lot of negative shit that we do, and, you know, which is happening now. Like, I got all faith. I can see it. I can see us, you know, building into this, the next big best thing, you know, so I ain't even worried about it. But yeah, that Kavanaugh shit. I just was reading about it. I know I'm probably late. I'm a little late, but oh well. But yeah, I was reading about it when I was at work. And he held the jaw down and put his hand over her mouth. And he got elected Supreme Court fucking judge. Yo, and I be damned. I'm tired of white men complaining, talking about some, yes, this is a horrible time to be a white man. Get the fuck out my face. What are you talking about? Yo, y'all raped the... Y'all lucky that everybody don't just turn around and be like, let's just kill all these boys, because y'all raped and killed every fucking body just to take over all this shit. So why don't we just execute all of y'all? You see, like for real, you could treat, like, I'm about to say something that's crazy. It might sound like I'm supporting genocide, but all I'm saying is, honestly, people could support fucking treating white men like Nazis. I know y'all all not racist. I know y'all all not bad. Not now. But historically, y'all was fucked up. To generalize. Historically. Y'all fucked up group of people. Y'all did more damage than anybody else. Want to talk about how Genghis Khan killed 10% of the world population at that time and changed the carbon footprint. But you want to talk about how many people. So if that's the case, you think white men didn't change the carbon footprint? Nah, get it. Genghis Khan, one guy. That's ridiculous. You see what I'm saying? That's crazy. He's one man. I get it. But y'all one group of men. Y'all for sure changed the carbon footprint. Y'all for sure killed more than 10% of the population. But whatever. I like certain white people. I do. I can't even lie. Certain white people I get along with very well. You know? Shout out to Alex. What's up, Lex? Shout out to Sev. What's good, Sev? You know? Shout out to John Day from back in the day. Yo, John. What's good, brother? But yeah, certain white people I get along with pretty well, you know. So I don't, you know, I don't. The thing is, I don't even have that in me. I don't hate anybody. I love y'all. I really do. But yeah, yo, I did this open mic, John. That shit was crazy. That's the best feeling I ever had in my life. Wait, is that bad to say? I got kids. Is it bad to say that that's the best feeling I ever had? I mean, it's up there. Let's just say it's up there. Just to be, you know. politically correct. Yeah, I guess it's the best feeling I had besides my kids, I guess, just to sound, you know. But, yeah, did an open mic. That joint was popping. They like me, too. They like me. I'm the host with the most. The MC, Master Ceremony. Nah. Oh, you know what I want to talk about? You seen Aaron Hernandez was on. They said his quarterback, his high school quarterback said, that they was homosexual partners together. That's crazy, right? You know he was throwing all the balls his way. That's crazy. But see, what's even crazier is that, like, why y'all wait for this man to die before y'all? I mean, you know what? Fuck him. He was like a serial killer. Fuck him. You don't got to respect somebody that killed people like that. Why can't you talk shit about the dead anyway? Like, tell me why you can't. Like, why you got to be so respectful of people when they die? Like, what do it matter? They dead. You can't hurt their feelings. I mean, I guess you can hurt their loved ones' feelings, but, oh, well, they fucking dead. If you was a piece of shit when you was alive, then people are allowed to say you was a piece of shit when you was alive. What Kiss say in that song? The dead man always right. Some shit. Damn well been doing dirt all his life. Some shit like that. But yeah, like, so now you just can't talk shit about dead people? Come on, get the fuck out of here. If you did something wrong and when you was alive and you was a fucked up person, I'm not going to sit here and act like you was a fucking angel. I'm not going to act like you was an angel. I'm not. I refuse to act like, that's not what it is. Like, your reputation is your reputation. When I die, if somebody come out and be like, yo, he was a piece of shit, Naeem lied to me this time about some important shit, or Naeem beat me up, or Naeem fucking stole this from you, or he did, oh, well, that's what I did, oh, well. Oh, well, you're not hurting me none. I ain't here no more. All this false respect. And all this, why everybody brave? Y'all call anybody brave for anything. Y'all calling actors and actresses brave for playing roles in movies. That was such a brave performance. No, that's not brave. You pretending. Oh, look at the y'all call people brave for fashion. Look at how brave she is wearing that dress down on the red carpet. That's not brave. Look at how brave he is for being comfortable with his sexual orientation and letting the world know that he's a homo. That's not brave. You don't get killed for being gay no more. Ain't shit brave about that. That's normal. That's regular. Brave is if somebody house on fire and you run up and you run off in that bitch trying to save somebody. That's brave. Brave is if four or five guys come up trying to fight you. And you stand your ground, just take that ass whooping. That's brave. Kind of dumb, but it's brave. Like, there's a lot of things that can be considered brave. Brave is like you got a goddamn lion charging at you. And you got your rifle in your hand, the lion charging at you. He running at you full clip. And you just let one go. Boom! Blow his shit off. That's brave. You stared at a fucking lion that was running at you full speed and killed that much. That's brave. Y'all throwing this word around like it's just anything. Like, come on, man. It has a definition. But you know what? We off script. We off script now. Anything is anything. Men is women. Women is men. Fucking kids is fucking getting emancipated from their parents. It's just everything's all jumbled up now. People out here trying to fucking, what's the word? People trying to take up for Bill Cosby. And he a goddamn rapist. I never would have thought I saw the day. Never. Never. They don't want football players to hit hard no more. Now they want you to fucking pick somebody up and gently place them on the ground. Like, it's all, we off script. Donald Trump, our president. We off script. Kanye West in the White House proposing fucking new programs and shit for building new places to build to make merchandise so that America can. It's just all bullshit. It's all bullshit, yo. But you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy because I am creating the experiences that I want to have. So I'm happy. Whatever. Sometimes I complain just to complain. That's all. Sometimes I complain just because I notice it. I'm like, it's weird. It's fucked up, but you know what? My life's good. My life is real good. Yo, people at my job listen to my podcast, though? Like, come on, man. I'm not watching what I say on here. So if y'all hear, y'all listen to right now, I don't give a fuck. If you, I don't care. You listen to the joint right now? Oh well. You getting the raw uncut now? You're not getting that. Well, you know I'm kind of raw and uncut at work too. I hold back a little bit, but it's hard for me to hold back. Period. But yeah, come on, man. Don't come to me talking no shit about what y'all heard on here. Oh well. Like this what it is. Today I had two people come at me about what shit that I said on here. My girl came at me about something I was talking about on here. But y'all know I'm not single. I got a girl. I don't pretend to be single. I never pretend to be fucking single. Y'all know that. But I guess I said something. I said something about some past shit that made it sound like it was present. And then I don't like that you sit on here talking like you. Okay, my bad. But no, that's past shit. These are all experiences that I had in life. That's what it is. You see what I'm saying? But you know what? Again, you gotta have open lines of communication. So ladies, you got a problem with your man telling. Because mine definitely tells me. She don't give a fuck what it is. And I don't care what it is. And I definitely tell her. I don't give a fuck what it is. That's just how it go. That's the only way you're going to be happy. The closed mouth don't get fed. There's nothing wrong with confrontation. Nothing. It's actually very healthy. I seek it out. Not to fight or nothing like that. No, I mean like if I have an issue, I speak on it abruptly. I don't let things slide. I don't let things go on too far. I don't fucking bullshit. I don't do none of that. I'm gonna let you know. Like, boom, this is what it is right here. I don't like that. Let's fix it. And then we move on from there. Yo, y'all still ain't watched that John Maniac on Netflix? I saw a couple of y'all shitting on it. I liked it, but oh well. You see what I'm saying? I like that John. It's kind of weird. It is weird, but you just got to keep watching it. I'm very patient when it comes to TV shows because there's a lot of shows I be liking that people or do I just have bad taste? Maybe I have bad taste. There's a lot of shows that I like that y'all don't be liking. I like Black Mirror. A lot of y'all didn't like Black Mirror, but that joint was hot to me. But again, I got a lot of patience with TV shows. A ton of it. If you'll be in the gym, you see somebody doing some shit wrong. And you just want to correct them, like, or even worse, you see somebody in the gym and they got a trainer, and the trainer training them, but teaching them, but showing them how to do shit all the wrong way. You like, yo, you gonna get this boy herniated disc. What are you doing? Don't have him doing that exercise like that. Why would you do that? But see, the type of person I am, I can't interject. I just gotta let it slide. Like, well, that motherfucker gonna be hurt. And I just got to watch it. I just got to watch it happen. Because I hate the guy. I want to say something so bad, but more than I want to say something, I hate the guy that walks up and gives you unsolicited advice. And that's period in life. Like, don't give me no advice. I ain't ask you for it. You see what I'm saying? Now, if I come to you with my problems, hit me off with some advice. But if I ain't ask you shit, don't come to me talking about some, oh, yeah, you know what you should do. Or, hey, let me tell you the way that you, you know, the proper form for. No, I'm not going to do that to nobody. Oh, well. You fucking pop three vertebrae in your back. That's your problem. Yeah, I could have stopped it. Yeah, I could have helped you. But I'm not. I'm not that type of person. I'm just going to sit there and watch it. And then I'm going to watch you lay on the ground in pain. Then watch the ambulance come and take you to the hospital. And then I'm going to finish my workout. Then I'm going to roll out and go on with my day. And I'm not going to feel bad. Because I don't like to interject in people's shit. It's not my problem. You should know how to work out. Don't just start hopping on fucking machines and shit. You see what I'm saying? You should know what you're doing already. We talking about heavy weights here. Like, I'm in the gym today, boy, teaching this girl how to box. And it's just horrible. She crossing her legs. Her chin straight up in the fucking air. It's just a whole mix of horrible shit. Like, It's just like, what the fuck? Like, why? What are you teaching this girl? You're going to get her knocked the fuck out. You teaching her to box like this? You got her crossing her legs? All somebody can do is push her and she going to fall. You got her swinging punches with her chin up in the air. You teaching her counters, but she throwing her counters with her chin straight up in the air. Like, come on, bro. If you don't know how to box that well, you shouldn't be teaching anybody how to box. I'm sorry. Like, what are you doing? You'll get this girl killed. But you know what I did? I watched it in disgust. I watched it and watched. Meanwhile, I'm doing my exercise just looking like, girl, you don't got no chance. It's over for you. He teaching you. He starting you out all wrong. Then I see this other trainer showing the other boy how to box. And he hitting the bag. And he throw three punches. And every time he throw three punches, he hop back. Hop straight back. Not on no angle. First of all, he hopping. Second of all, he going straight back. He ain't on no angle. He ain't doing shit. He just going hopping straight back. Do-do-do. Hop. Do-do-do. Hop. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Hop. Do-do-do. And I'm looking like, yo, you going to get your shit smashed. Because you jumping straight back. Somebody's going to come straight down the pipe and nail you. But again, you know what I did? I grabbed my bar and kept doing my shoulder shrugs and looking through the mirror. Like, God damn, somebody going to knock his block off. But oh well, whose problem is that? That's his problem. He going to get knocked the fuck out and then he going to change gyms or change trainers. And then that's going to be that. Oh well. Ain't nothing I could say. I mean, it is something I could say. But I would never say. So, oh well. Just deal with it. You get knocked out, then you know that you learned the wrong shit. You're going to learn one day. You might not learn right now, but one of these days. It's all right, man. I mean, because I would be mad if somebody just walked up to me like, yo, you doing this wrong. Like, yo, eat a dick, bro. Get out my face. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. I ain't ask you. Am I wrong for being like that? Well, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you. I don't care. I'm just not. I just wouldn't do that. Yo, you see? You see how the fucking basketball about to start? I know I'm talking about sports a lot on here, but I'm becoming more and more interested in basketball. Like the Sixers, you know they going ball. Y'all know I'm in Philly. See what I'm saying? Philly all day. P-H-I-L-L-Y. And man, what's a famous Philly song? Well, here it go for you. Right. Philly shit. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, Sixers gonna be the shit. Lakers, yo, they look like they having a ball. LeBron got them looking crazy. Like, the shit they be doing. You seen the little standoff they had with the Warriors? Like, it's just too much fun out there. I'm trying to get tickets to that Sixers-Lakers game in L.A. So, you mean, if somebody got the hookup, let me know. Just, all I need is the tickets to the game. I'll get there. Just all I need is the tickets to the game. And I'm in that building. Because I got to see that live action. Yeah, I can watch it in Philly, which I probably do that too. I probably watch when they play here, and I want to watch when they play there. But I really want to watch when they play there. I just want to take a trip to L.A. too. Just to, you know, just to be in the ambiance. Just to show off my LA 4/5 face. You see what I'm saying? That scale get different when you leave Philly. Philly an ugly ass city. No, look, I know you ain't mad. Listen, ain't no disrespect. I'm just saying, I've been to other cities and people is a lot prettier. That's all I'm saying. We not the best looking motherfucker. Like, come on, what you want me to lie to you? I'm from Philly. I live here. So I'm talking about myself, too. You can't be mad that I said that we ain't got the best looking people. We don't. It's nothing wrong with it. At least we're all in the same boat. At least most of the city ugly. So we all, you see what I'm saying? We all sharing the same pain. So our scale just different. Like, you know, it's all right, though. Like, I mean, I went to Atlanta. I said, God damn. I think that might have been the first time I noticed it. When I the first time I went to Atlanta, that might have been the first time I noticed. That's when my sister was going to Spelman. And I'm like, damn, people, the girls down here look way better than the girls from where I'm from. But that's all right. I love the girls. I love Philly girls. I about to lie, say I put y'all before everybody, but I don't. You know, but, you know, it's all right. I grew up around y'all, my family Philly girls, my girl Philly girl. My girl not in that, though. She like she from somewhere else. She don't look like she from here. She look like she from, I don't know. She look like she exotic. She look like she fake. I mean, she don't look like she don't look like a Philly joint, but she open her mouth. She fucking sound like it. She gonna hit you with a couple joints. That boy this, you mean? This nigga over here. You know, she got, you know, Philly, we got that dumbass accent, red, bread, said, you know, water, all that, we got all that for you. But yeah, man, don't be ashamed. Personality more important than looks anyway. I know a lot of corny ass, good looking people, and they looks can get them in any room. But then their personality gonna walk right back the fuck out. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, be happy. You got your personality on the bend, you winning. That shit might get you some money one day. But I'm about to get out of here. Cause I'm hungry as shit. And I ain't gonna let y'all keep holding me up though. But be on the lookout for my 3 new podcasts is gonna be dropping soon. I think I'm going to drop the first one. I probably dropped the first one on Friday. Yeah, I probably dropped the first one Friday. And then I'm going to follow up with the next one Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, y'all going to be hearing a lot of my voice. I got some videos dropping. You know, I got another promo video for the last episode. I'm going to make a promo video for this episode. You know, y'all know how to contact me. At Naeem_Ali on Instagram and Twitter. Naeem Ali Facebook, or the Ramble fan page on Facebook, or you can just DM me and my phone number on there. So if you want to call, leave me a message, I'll play that shit on here. Or you could get on the Anchor app and call in through the Anchor app, and boom, you know, and do it like that. But you know, I told y'all this is a cooperative effort. I'm not going to keep doing all the work. I'm working for y'all to make y'all happy. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing this to make y'all happy. Yes, I do benefit. I benefit from this. This is my therapy. I do benefit from this. But I'm doing this to make y'all happy and to entertain y'all so that, you know, help you get through your work day a little bit faster. Because I know. I've been there. I'm there. I'm in the grind. I'm at work listening to other people's podcasts and make me happy. I don't really like to listen to my own shit, but I'm listening to other people's podcasts to make me happy, to get me through my long ass work day. So I mean, it's cooperative. You interact with me, I interact with you. I did have some DMs. I'm not reading them right now. Maybe I read them tomorrow. Maybe not. But whenever I read them, I'll read them. I'll get around to it. But like I said, I feel like this is a one way street. I'm working hard for y'all to make y'all happy. You just keep wanting more and keep wanting more and keep wanting more. You know what? I'm going to keep giving you more and I'm going to keep giving you more and I'm going to keep giving you more. And wham, that's the podcast. This the Ramble. I love y'all. I will holler at y'all soon. I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club tomorrow. If you want to come through, you can see me there. Yeah.